I've been all across this country.
Okie dokie, folks. This is Kyle Shaw. You're listening to Monday Night Shaw. My guest on the show this week is another returning guest, the head honcho, the grand poobah of RCW. Ladies and gentlemen, it is Squig Steven Styles. How are you doing, Squig?
Doing good. How are you, Kyle?
I'm doing real good, buddy. We just want to mention, too, we're staying with Rob from Security at his house here. His wife has been kind enough to help me out with doing my hair and whatnot. So we want to just extend some gratitude to them for letting us stay here and helping us out and whatnot.
Well, we gotta put more props on that. Rob is the nephew of the legendary Kid Chaos, Fred May. So, you know, Rob's got a lineage in this wrestling business going back probably at least 15, 20 years.
Oh, okay. So, when is he going to be Kid Chaos Jr.? We'll put a mask on him.
Oh, sorry, let me correct that. It's Fred Jong Yong.
What?
All I know is it was Fred. He ran a company. He helped break in such legends as Lance Storm, Chris Jericho, Rick Titan. So Rob's got a long lineage of professional wrestling in Alberta.
Solid. Solid.
Yeah.
And he's a good dude and helps us out at all the wrestling shows. So last time we were we did the podcast, it was right before we went to two shows a month in each town. Now we're doing two shows, sometimes three shows a month in each town, plus we're doing outside towns. We've really picked up the pace. What do you have to say about that?
We're getting busier. As long as the fans can come out supporting us. You know, we've had now four straight sellout crowds in Calgary. Tonight we're in Calgary again for another show, Cruel Intentions, and hopefully it's another packed sellout crowd because, you know, RCW keeps growing because of the fan support, the hard work of the boys, you know. Everything's come a long way, and now it's just, as long as they keep coming out supporting us, we're going to keep growing. And, you know, we now have a new partnership with the Workhorse Performance Center here in Calgary. You know,
yep.
Bruce Hart's come on board to consult and teach. So things are looking good for RCW and Alberta wrestling as a whole.
100%. We did the Bruce Hart seminar last night. There was a bunch of the guys out. I thought it went pretty good. We learned some new stuff. Learned some good basics and whatnot.
Yeah, it was, again, Bruce Hart, he's the mad scientist of professional wrestling in Canada. You know, he broke in so many great stars, such as, like, Owen Hart, his brother Bret, Chris Jericho, Lance Storm, Chris Jericho, the list goes on, Chris Benoit, Brian Pillman, Juice and Thunder Liger, you know, Harry Smith, Tyson Kidd, Natalya, you know, on and on, Rick Victor. So having Bruce Hart come in and speak to the students and go through basics and show the fundamentals was a great opportunity experience for the RCW to be a part of. And hopefully the guys took away a lot from the classes. Yourself, Kyle, you're in the class, you know. I think I saw you learn more in 3 hours with Bruce Hart than I've seen you learn in the last 3 months. So kudos to you on that, Kyle. You know, that's something that you can say. You can put that in your resume. You know, you learned from Bruce Hart. So
yeah, no, it's a cool, very cool opportunity. Something I'm relishing in. I think we'd be amiss if we didn't mention that not only do we have the Workhorse Performance Center in Calgary, but very soon, April the 1st, Not a Rib, Top Talent Wrestling Academy is going to be opening up in Edmonton.
Yes. Again, Heavy Metal, you know, he took the lead on that. He went out, got a building. He's opening up the Top Talent Wrestling Academy, which is in conjunction with Real Canadian Wrestling as well. And again, it's Real Canadian Wrestling is now associated to two training schools, Edmonton, Calgary. So again, it gives more opportunities for the wrestlers to practice and improve on their craft, as well as the next generation of wrestlers to come in and learn the business. You know, as much as many people say, you know, Heavy Metal is the asshole of professional wrestling, but Justin is honestly, you know, probably one of the most creative and fundamental guys in Alberta wrestling, and I look forward to see what Justin and Top Talent Wrestling Academy can do and produce in the coming months and years. As again, Real Kid Wrestling is growing, and I'm honored to have partnered up with Justin about the training academy. It's great to be partnered with Ali and Otto here in Calgary. So yeah, there's opportunities for everybody right now, and again, it all fountains down to Real Canadian Wrestling and us being able to offer more shows, more talent, and just Alberta wrestling is hot right now again. It's probably the hottest it's been in the last 15 years.
Absolutely. There's definitely an abundance of wrestling going on. Last time I talked to you, Heart Legacy was a thing. Then it was no longer a thing. It is now a thing again. Do you have anything to say about that, Squid?
I want to keep it professional to a point. You know, I'm not going to bury.
Yep.
But again, like, you know, my opinion is Heart Legacy could be good. Could be great. There's a lot of interesting talent in there, such as, you know, Kyle Sebastian's there, Scotty Crew, you know. When Ted's here, Ted's there. The company as a whole is great, but the people behind it, mainly one person, not going to name names, they have no right to, they have no place in the wrestling business, straight up. They don't know how to present a wrestling show. As they say, they're a sports entertainment company. Well, professional wrestling in Alberta is wrestling. So, and all in my opinion, all it really is great talent, but the shows, the company itself is leading a black market in professional wrestling, you know. We have such great promotions in Alberta as like PWA, Kurt Sorokin, runs a great show.
Yeah.
Monster Pro with Massive Damage, Pure Power in Lethbridge, City Steel, ourselves in Okinawa Wrestling, that's four promotions that focus on professional wrestling and offer great events to the fans. You know, yep. Other companies, no offense, they come in there fly by night. And fly by night's what hurts professional wrestling. You know, they've opened up five times now, they shut down five times.
So yeah, I mean, there's definitely some criticism that could be had just from watching the videos and stuff, like, you know, like not booking referees. It's a bit dodgy, in my personal opinion.
Well, the first thing, like, when you run a wrestling show, make sure you got venue, ring, wrestlers, referees, announcers. Five basic things to have a show. If you don't have those five things in place before you open your doors, your show is going to be a disaster right from the opening bell to the closing bell.
Yeah, yeah. And, I mean, I think Scott Lee and Kyle had a really good match.
Scott Lee Crew and Kyle Sebastian, they were the show on that card that tore the house down. They were the match of the night, you know. Short Sleeve Samson and his opponent, the Golden Boy. I watched the match. It was great. Sweet Ice Soul stepped in as a ref. Did a great job, you know. I didn't get to see the main event, so I'm not going to comment on that. But, you know, the one guy, Mitch, I forget his shoot name or... Everybody looks like he's got a lot of talent, great MMA background, so again, who knows what's gonna come down the pike, but at the end of the day, it's if you can't offer a product the fans want to come back to, then you should leave it to the guys that have been doing it for 20 years, 15 years, 18 years, 10 years. You know, guys that know the business and know how to present the product as a whole again, so
yeah.
Again, everybody deserves an opportunity, everybody gets a chance, but If you burn the fans over and over again, eventually it's gonna hurt the entire business as a whole.
Yeah, that's completely understandable. Another promotion that had gone out of business and then returned is Force Pro Wrestling in Edmonton.
Again, you know,
their status at the moment I think is a little up in the air.
Again, I've had a difference over the years with Tex Gaines, Ivan Thompson, but again, you know what? As much as some people don't say, Ivan is a good trainer. You know, he helped train me, you know, he fucked with me a lot over the years. He always screwed with me, but he always...
Yeah, no, I gave Tex the platform here to talk, and he definitely had some not-so-nice things to say about you, and I figured it was fair for me to put you on here and let you voice your grievances as well. I just want to say that I'm neutral. I don't have a problem with either one of you.
You know, again, Ivan can be a complete and utter asshole, but he's the first one to say he's an asshole. So again, we've had our differences, we've gone along. I guess you could say it's like a bitter marriage, but at the end of the day, Tex Gaines wants to run Force Pro. I wish him all the best. I hope, you know, health wise he's doing great, you know. He has two great young kids, Sydney and Mattia.
Yes, yes.
You know, both got bright futures in the business, so at the end of the day, if I had to pick between Force Pro and Heart Legacy, I would support Force more than Heart Legacy, because you know I know Tex, he's a stubborn old man, and you know he's always got tricks up his sleeve. So yeah, Force Pro came back. They're on a couple shows. They're on hiatus. I'm sure eventually they will be back, which I have no doubt they will come back.
And their shows were quality shows. Like, they had referees, they had announcers.
Yeah. MRB's probably one of the best workers in Canada right now. He was booking the shows. You know, he had great things. They put on that clandestine show, which many people didn't know what it was. I got an opportunity to watch it because you let me borrow a DVD, and it was, I enjoyed it. Kind of out there for my liking, but again, props and kudos to MRB for taking a chance, putting his money where his mouth is, and putting on a product that turned out to be a good product at the end of the day.
Yeah, no, and I think what you said about supporting Force rather than Heart Legacy is fairly obvious by the fact that once I found out that Force was training people, I asked you if it was okay for me to go train with those guys, and you encouraged it wholeheartedly.
Yeah, like, again, like, many people have different opinions on Tex or Ivan or whatever he wants, whatever name he goes by. But at the end of the day, he's a great trainer. Again, like, you know, he's dungeon trained. So he knows what he's talking about. He knows what he's doing. You know, just sometimes Tex just likes to screw around, and that's a downfall at some points.
Okay. We also should touch on the fact that tonight at Cruel Intentions, you're making your big return to the ring. How do you feel about your status as an in-ring performer?
The hit or miss, you know, I dropped 50 pounds, which, I mean, shout out to Steve Wadd for getting me on the Isogenics program and really kicking my ass to stay straight and narrow, you know. I spent the last 3 days down here in Calgary at the Workhorse Performance Center in the ring, bumping, catching up on things, you know, and
look out for the big middle rope swanton bomb tonight.
hey, watch out. But no, at the end of the day, you know, we'll see how it goes, you know. I've never called myself the greatest wrestler, you know. I honestly think I'm not the greatest wrestler, but, you know, I'll go out there, do what I can, entertain, keep working at what I can, you know. I've got a lot of support behind me on it, you know. Steve Rivers, you know, he's encouraged it. Steve Wild, Vinny Fever, you know. Heavy Metal, again, you know, Heavy Metal, as much as we bicker, you know, he's always been a supporter of it. And, again, I plan on going out there and doing what I can, and hopefully I don't hurt somebody or hurt myself.
Yeah, 100%. So is this a one-off thing, or do you plan on getting in the ring more often?
I'm here to take a match by match. You know, I've got stuff coming up. You know, I'd love to have a match with Scott LeCrew before he leaves Alberta. You know, I always have respect for him, you know. I would love to do a match with Steve Rivers. You know, Steve Rivers is actually, I'm one of the few guys that everybody has a bucket list of guys they want to wrestle, and my Alberta bucket list, I have an Alberta bucket list, you know.
Have you not wrestled with Steve Rivers before?
I've never got to have a match with Steve Rivers in my life.
Oh, wow.
I've known him for my entire time in the business, you know, great guy, but like I said, my bucket list was Tex Gaines. I've got to work with him, Bill Yates, to work with him, you know, Red Thunder. Again, Red Thunder, I think he's probably the best trainer in Western Canada. Old school mentality, great. I got to work him, did a program with him, got to team with him. Jason the Terrible, teamed with him, worked against him. You know, now Steve Rivers is on my list as well, and I'm hoping, you know, once I get healthy, I'm in top shape to keep up with him. You know, I plan to have a match with him. But again, it's match by match, step by step, and who knows what the future holds.
I don't blame you for wanting to work with Steve Rivers. I had a one-on-one match with him, and I learned a ton. And I'm really looking forward to hopefully wrestling him again as well. Two names that you did mention there was Red Thunder and Jason the Terrible. We'll touch on Red Thunder first. You put him over as a good trainer, and I think we should mention that he is going to be down at the Top Talent Wrestling Academy, putting in a couple of days to help out the guys that are going to be training there.
Yeah, again, you know, I cannot say a bad thing about Red Thunder, you know. We have our personal differences, our personal issues, but again, personally, that's a personal side. Professionally, I could not think of a more credible, established talent in Alberta as Red Thunder to learn from. You know, he's a fountain of knowledge. Like, him and Steve Rivers hand in hand as two Alberta legends. And yeah, like, Red Thunder, he's going to come down and train at the Top Talent Academy, which I guarantee one session of Red Thunder is just like a session with Bruce. You know, so yeah, Red Thunder is probably the one guy I'm the most excited about hearing coming to train at Top Town Academy. Again, personally, we have differences, but freshly, I love Red Thunder to death. Red Thunder Morris, he's a one of a kind guy, and I just can't say more than more great things about
him. Yeah, he's always been a consummate professional, a true gentleman.
You know, Red Thunder's the type of guy, he can be out of the ring for 2 years, step back in, it's like he's never missed a day of being in the ring, so.
He's probably forgotten more about wrestling than he.
Oh, for sure. He's trained some of the best guys in Alberta right now, you know. He trained Marky Mark, you know, Phoenix
he's
Taylor.
He's also going to be training at the facility there.
As well, so like again. Justin chose a really great trainer with Red Thunder coming in and lurking, working on with the new students and the classes. And I look forward to seeing what Red Thunder brings and shows the next class of kids coming through.
Okay. The other name was Jason the Terrible, and I don't know if you really want to touch on it or not, but the last time we had Jason on the show, it was the Oil City Rumble, and situation got a little out of control.
You know what? Again, Jason the Terrible, he is old school as they come. He came through the dungeon when the dungeon was the hottest strength school in the world. He wrestled Puerto Rico, Japan, you know. The Oil City show, I've talked to Jason on numerous occasions. He got knocked out.
Yeah.
He came back, marbles were knocked loose, and he flashed back to 80s Puerto Rico when wrestling was still wrestling, when Stampede Wrestling was still wrestling. Mm-hmm. So in his mind, he was working the crowd, a little overboard, but at the end of the day, he put on a show, and again, he's one of the old school wrestlers.
It's something that nobody's ever going to forget that was there.
Exactly, but you know what? I found out more of the boys were offended by it than the fans.
Yeah.
And professional wrestling is a business for men. You know, if you get a little bit of blood or you get scared because the guy's working his gimmick, maybe you're not cut out for the business. You know, again, I'm sure I'll get heat for saying that because, you know, people get offended or get scared and, oh, but that's not wrestling. Wrestling's elevated and evolved over the years. Again, with Real Can Wrestling, we want to bring back old school wrestling the way it was. I'm not saying blood, guts, gore, thumbtacks, fighting in the crowd, stuff like that, but Jason the Terrible is one of the last original old school wrestlers that is still out there. You know, and he's publicly said to me numerous times, you know, he was knocked out, didn't know what was going on, and something triggered.
Yeah.
You know, will I do business with Jason Terrible again? Sure. I'll do business with him down the line. Jason Terrible, great talent. Carl Kirk Moffitt, the man, one of the most loving gentlemen in the world. You know, I cannot say a bad thing about Carl. Jason Terrible, growing up, I was terrified. I was a kid going to Stampede. Jason Terrible terrified me. I grew up, broke in the business, got to team with him, work against him, learned a lot from him. He's one of my best friends in the business. So yeah, Jason Terrible he's a legend. Best way to sum up, he's a legend. What happened again at Oil City, the Oil City Royal Derby? Miscommunication, accidents happen, things got out of control. Personally, I take blame for that because, you know, it was on my show, I'm the promoter, I take responsibility for that. Yeah. Carl and Jason Terrell, he's taking responsibility for his actions. Bryce Sola, Slammer, he was involved, he takes responsibility for what, you know, there. It happened, and it wasn't the first time something stupid out of hand happened in Real King Wrestling. You know, yeah. So it happened, it's moved on, it was 6 months ago, we moved on. We look to the future, and that's what it is. So again, Jason Terrible, my book, he'll be back. I don't know when, but he will be back.
Yeah.
For one more farewell run.
Speaking of moving on, we've had a lot of roster changes since the last time we spoke. I've become an active wrestler on the roster, pretty much haven't ring announced since September. We've brought in Kylie Morgan, Slammer's back. There's been a slew of MPW young superstars making our spot shows and whatnot. A couple of those guys came over to our main roster recently. Jude Dawkins, Sean Martins. Do you want to talk about any of that, the roster movements that have been going on?
I believe it's always good to have fresh faces come in. You know, I look at Real Kid Wrestling as the land of opportunities. Many people say we're the RCW's the company of forgotten toys. Well,
RCW is running more shows than any company in this province.
Well, we are, but you know, that always gives a chance the guys to work. You know, Sean Martins. You know, when he first came in, people were like, "Oh, he's got a piss poor attitude. Oh, you got an issue with them." Sean Martins has been great to deal with. Comes in, does as he's asked, puts on matches, willing to help out. He's always the first guy in ring crew when he's there. One of the last guys to leave, respectful, always looking to learn and advance. So he's a great addition. Jude Dawkins, again, bright future, great guy, you know, just very, very, very loves the business. Sometimes gets too overexcited, but again, bright future, you know. Dylan Stone, Dylan's probably one of my close friends outside the business. I'm glad he's back. You know, he took some time away because of personal with work. He tried the force thing. That didn't work out. He came back now. He's, you know, Dylan Stone's a great guy to have in there. You know, we have, you know, a lot of MPW young guys coming through. You know, KB6 left MPW. He's with us full-time. Full-time main roster debut tonight here in Calgary. You know, he's got a bright future. Nasty Nate Nixon. I cannot say enough great things about him, you know. When he came in, you know, I'm not gonna lie, I had my you know, my doubts. But he's come in, he's worked three great shows, had a great match with MRB, came in our locker room, he's bonded with our boys, he's fitting in, you know, so he's another guy that, you know, I would love to have on my roster full time, you know, but he's doing the MPW thing, so I wish him all the best with that, you know. Again, Sean, massive damage. He's got his thing. He's got his school. He's training guys. But I'm open to give everybody an opportunity in spot shows. I run these spot shows to give the main roster guys a chance, but also give other guys an opportunity to find out for themselves what Real Kid Wrestling is all about. Because, you know, a lot of them are programmed, oh, it's the devil, it's hell, it's terrible, no one gets paid, no one, you know, it's no fun there, it's unorganized. And every guy that's coming to work, they're like, wow, we were totally different.
Yeah.
You know, we were brainwashed to believe one thing, and we come here and it's the opposite.
Yeah, I can't get behind any of that nonsense. I mean, I've always been paid fairly and whatnot, and I mean, the only time I didn't get paid from you in the last couple of years here was the Can-Am Retro for Retro, and that was because we all donated our POs to getting the car for Rhett.
Yeah, so again, like I said, it's...
Of course, we should mention Red Hart is Bruce Hart's son, and he is wheelchair-bound.
Yes.
So they're trying to get a new van for him. It's going to cost quite a bit of money. And so we put on that big show. I think Ray raised, what, $4,000?
Yeah, $4,000, and then, you know, Chris Jericho matched that and went $1,000 above donation. So again, kudos to Chris Jericho, you know, always supporting the business and giving back, you know. But again, like back to Real Kid Wrestling, you know, it's, I've always had that people, they like to belittle the company or talk down about the company, because again, somehow I've got a, people don't like me, but you know what, I hate 80% of professional wrestling, but I still work with everybody, because you know what, it's a business, and I was taught, you gotta leave your problems at the door and come in and entertain the crowd, you know, and we've proven that, you know. 8 years ago, me and Heavy Metal had the biggest fallout where we hated each other. He dropped my belt to my ring, spit it on, and walked out. 3 years later, he came back, and now he's the workhorse. Honestly, he's the workhorse of RCW. You know, he's hasn't missed a show since he's come back. He's been the champion. He's putting on main event matches. He's anybody I put him in there with. He brings it up. He brings the best out of them and brings up the level. So. Again, it's people can say what they want to say about RCW, but once people come in, they see the product, they work with the product, they don't, their opinions change. So again, everybody has an opinion, and everybody's got their thoughts on me or the company. Don't trash the company until you've seen it. You want to say bad things about me or trash me, by all means. I've grown a thick skin. I smile, I nod, I say, okay, great, let's move on. But Ryokan Wrestling has proven itself. It's grown. We're selling out Calgary. We're getting houses in Edmonton. We just went to Boyle, Alberta and did over 300 people.
Yeah, that was fantastic.
You know, so RCW's growing. It's expanding. You know, we got great support staff. You know, my wife, Michelle, she works her butt off on the door, front door. You know, we have everybody's working together as a team. You know, again.
Your dad, of course.
Oh, well, my dad, Vic, you know, like, he's.
If it wasn't for him, the company would not be around.
I refer to him as the hardest working man in Alberta wrestling. You know, he doesn't get in the ring, but he puts in more time than the boys do. You know, pulling the ring in his own motorhome, you know, setting it up. You know, he's 76 years old, and he does more work than half the young guys are doing, you know. So he's the godfather of Canadian Alberta wrestling, you know. But he's done it for every other company, you know. Before RHW got busy, he pulled the ring for PWA and helped Kurt out, you know. He's done it for people, you know. My dad loves professional wrestling, you know, and, mm-hmm. you know, my son Matthew, you know, he's training now, he's had a couple of matches, he's grown to be a great camera person, you know, Barricade, Dave Mercer, you know, he's the heart and soul of the company when it comes to posters, video work, website work, media work, he designs the shirts for the guys, anything, you know, like, Dave's been with me, actually now, straight through, he's the longest guy in the company next to me and my dad.
The longest tenured.
Oh, yeah, he's
been around for like 16, 17 years, eh?
15, 16 now, yeah. We're doing celebrating 17 in May, and he's been here, I think, 15 years straight, you know, so. And, you know, we got, again, mentioned earlier, we got Rob Security, you know. He comes up to Edmonton, Red Spot shows, he handles Calgary, you know, and, you know, he's.
Yeah, you know, he's proved his hands, his help has been invaluable for sure.
You know. It's just, again, like I said, RCW is a family, you know. I hear stories that other companies are run under Napoleon fucking protocol, you know, where it's you do as you're told and all that. And
yeah.
I believe RCW, you know, everybody's got an opinion, you know. I handle the matchmaking. Steve Rivers handles the finishes and the layout, you know. But if guys have opinions or have ideas, bring them to me. If they're better than what I have in mind or better than what Rivers have in mind, then we're open to it.
It's been a collaborative effort. I mean,
yeah, it's like
nobody's ever been like, okay, go out there and do this spot for spot to me. It's always been, okay, here's your match, here's your finish. You got 12 minutes.
Yeah,
it's something good. You know, the creative process is shared amongst the promoters, the boys, the bookers, everyone.
Yeah, honestly, Kyle, like I said, Ryokan Wrestling is a family company, you know. It started 17 years ago, my mom, my dad, and me, you know. My mom passed away when I lost passion. It was my dad and my kids that pushed me to keep going, you know. And we expanded to Edmonton and Calgary. We've done Medicine Hat and big cities, you know. We don't got a weekend off coming until the end of June, you know, which is great. We're business. We're keeping wrestling alive. I grew up in Stampede Wrestling. I looked at Stampede Wrestling as the formula. And Stampede Wrestling was built on the small market, rural communities with the big city touch. So that's what we're doing. That's my formula. I'll go to all the small towns. I run shows, you know. But I also have Edmonton, Calgary. There are big shows, yeah. You know. Coming in May, we're expanding in Saskatchewan. You know, we've already got dates lined up in Lloydminster, we got dates in Saskatoon, Tidsdale, we're coming to Saskatchewan in May.
Solid.
You know, so it's.
Has there been any pushback from other promotions in Saskatchewan?
Well, no, I just made the announcement now, you know, and I'm sure there'll be some bitterness and all that, but you know what? Danny Warren, Danny Duggan, he comes into Alberta every 3-4 months. Mm-hmm. At the start, I was like, why? We already have this, but you know what, he comes in. I've announced for Danny. I've worked with Danny. You know, me and Danny, we had our differences over the years, but we're respectful and professional towards each other. You know, he comes in, does his show, brings a different product. So he, you know, he's his own alternative, you know, and that's my thing with Saskatchewan. You know, I'm not coming in to step on no one's toes.
No.
I'm coming in to run my shows.
And entertain people. Like, going to entertain people.
Exactly, you know, and again, I believe everybody needs competition to survive, as you see with WWE, you know.
Yeah.
WWE shut down, and that's when the product started going downhill, because There was no competition. You got AEW now, who's coming in hot and heavy. Mm-hmm. You know, people are like, oh, they may only be here 2 years. Well, you know what? They may be here 2, they may be here 10, they may be here for 50. We don't know. Professional wrestling changes on a daily, monthly basis. Like, who knows, 6 months from now, RCW could be running states and could be North American Championship Wrestling. We don't know what's going on. You know, like, Prairie Wrestling Alliance, Kurt Sorokin, you know. Me and him don't see eye to eye. We don't really get along. But again, nothing but respect to that guy. You know, Kurt's paid his time. He's done his dues. He deserves everything he's earned. You know, they put on shows. They do great.
They have a lot of talented wrestlers over there.
They do. MRB, for one. Brandy Van Danielson. Mm-hmm. Kid Chocolate, Mo Jabari. Mo Jabari is the future of professional wrestling. If he's not signed in the next 6 months, I don't know what he's missing, because he's the total package, you know. Aiden Adams is there. Yep. You know, Colton Kelly, another
Michael
one.
Michael Allen, Richard Clark.
You know, again, Michael Allen, Richard Clark, you know, I never had a chance to work with him much, but what I've seen, he's a great champion for them. You know, they've got a good centerpiece there, you know. The list goes on there, you know. They've got a great roster of guys, you know, great support, you know. You know, what about Ivan, great ring announcer, you know? I noticed you kind of took a little bit of him and built it into you when you were ring announcing, which was great, you know. But again, you know, everybody offers a different product, different alternative, you know. Same with MPW. Massive Damage is the old school as they come, you know. He runs his product, does his shows.
Yeah.
The biggest thing is, you know, like, I hear a lot, why do you run the same days? Well, I can only have select dates in my venue, as same with PWA, MPW, you know. You know, four the same way, you know, it's...
I mean, honestly, like, how can you complain about too much wrestling? Like, isn't it better if there's, you know, too many shows rather than not enough? Like...
Well, then you get the whole thing, well, but we gotta choose. But you know what? That's what makes competition professional wrestling great. Mm-hmm. You have to... If I had no way, I would never make a fan choose. But at the end of the day, the fan has to choose. As long as they're supporting wrestling as a whole, and supporting a show, doesn't matter if they come to an RCW show, an MPW show, a PWA show, a Force show, a Pure Power show.
Yeah.
You know, and as like, long as they're like supporting
said,
it, great.
I mean, like you said, the fans may have to choose, but wrestling's on fire right now. So even if we have a show on the same day as one of the other companies, both companies are bringing in good houses.
Yeah, so it's like, you know, some houses may be bigger one month for one show and less than, and we're bigger and we're less. Again, as a whole, it's Alberta wrestling as a whole is what's on fire.
Yeah.
You know, like, sure, there's that black sheep, black mark, you know, again, not going back to them or naming them because they might sue me or something. Like, I'll get a Facebook message saying, oh, you slandered me, I'm going to sue you, so I'm not even going to give them the time of day. But
fair enough.
At the end of it, it's as long as the product's good, the wrestlers are safe, and they put on good shows, they look the part, fans go home happy, then wrestling as a whole in Alberta is just going to keep growing.
All right.
And growing.
I think that's a good time for us to take a break here because I have to deal with my hair situation here. And then we will come back and we'll close it off, okay?
Awesome.
All right.
Hey everyone, sorry to interrupt, but my name is Anthony from the WrestleSode Podcast, a member of the Win Column Sports Network. WrestleSode is a podcast that dives into the Albertan wrestling scene by reviewing local indie shows and interviews with all the amazing talents that we have around here. If you want to know what's happening in Albertan wrestling, then look no further than the Win Column Sports Network and the WrestleSode Podcast. Thanks for listening, and I hope to hear from you soon.
Okie dokie, folks. This is Kyle, and we are back here with part two of my interview with Squig. Hope you enjoyed that little ad break. So, Squig, we should touch on the fact that coming up very soon, Rosemary from Impact Wrestling is going to be gracing our fans with her presence.
Yeah, March 20th here in Calgary, March 21st in Edmonton. Rosemary is honestly probably one of the names I'm very excited to bring in, you know. As many know, she's Canadian. She got her start. She's from Winnipeg. She got her start.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, she trained and all that here in Canada. She's tag partner. Well, she used to be tag partners with one of my favorite female wrestlers, Two Scoops, Casey Spinelli. Shout out to you there, Casey.
She's fantastic.
Again, like I said, she's a very interesting person to bring in, you know. Since dealing with her, she's been nothing but professional, you know. Looking forward to coming up to Canada. It's the first time to wrestle in Alberta, you know. And I think, you know, it's good to have her coming in because, again, she's a female talent, you know. Yeah. Everybody's bringing in male talents, name talents, you know. Like, I want to be different, you know. Like I said, we were bringing in a big female talent, you know. Rosemary, former knockout champion in Impact, you know, probably one of the longest reigning knockouts there. She had great matches with everybody from Tyre Valkyrie to Soon Lee.
Soo Young.
Apologies. You know, Madison Reigns. The list goes on. You know, she was in a stable with my good friend Abyss. You know, and again, it's just a fun opportunity to bring her in. You know, she's gonna have two great matches. Friday in Calgary, she'll be working against the up and comer Kylie Morgan. You know. And Edmonton, she'll be working the debuting Paige Zwicker.
Solid.
So again, you know, she's coming in, two great shows, tickets on sale at showpass.com or eventbrite.com. Or in Edmonton, get them from our amazing sponsor, Indelible Body Mark. Body Art, Body Mark.
Indelible Mark,
you know, they're great tattoo shop in Edmonton. They have tickets, but yeah, it's... Again, I'm just looking forward to bringing her in. It's a different aspect to having a name come in.
Yeah.
A female talent.
I remember the last time we brought in a female name, it was Nicole Matthews, and she put on some killer matches.
Nicole Matthews is probably the best unsigned female talent right now in all of North America. I cannot say more great things about Nicole than what's already been said. You know, she got a raw deal with the WWE, you know, with the border, the passports, and all that. But they never stopped her. Nicole Matthews has kept going strong. She's mainstay in ECCW. She was just here in December for MRB's Clandestine. So, yeah, it's, again, her and Rosemary, two great talents. Again, both being appearing in RCW. So,
yeah. We should also mention that Rosemary's going to be doing a seminar for the boys.
Yeah, Thursday night on the 19th at Workhorse Performance Center. From 7 to 9, she's gonna be doing a seminar. It's open to everybody, you know, a PWA talent, a PW talent. Doesn't matter who you come down. It's 30 in advance, 50 day of. You know, you get a free Workhorse Performance T-shirt, which are great T-shirts. You know, I have three of them myself.
Solid.
It's a great, you know, it'll be a great seminar. You know, she'll teach you everything. You know, she's been on national TV. She's all over the world, you know. So again, it's an opportunity for the female talent to come in and learn from her, as well as hopefully some of the boys come down and take the seminar. Because just because she's female doesn't mean she can't kick their ass, you know. She's a great talent, and yeah, when she's here, we're gonna get the best out of her we can and work her like a workhorse.
Yeah, we've also got Alex Hammerstone coming in.
He's coming in for the 17th anniversary part two shows. No, it's Alex Hammerstone.
Okay.
Yeah, he's coming in March 22nd in Calgary, March 23rd in Edmonton. But before that, March 1st and 2nd, May 1st in Calgary, we've got one half of the Impact Wrestling Tag Team Champions, Alter Ego, Ethan Page is coming. Another Canadian talent, amazing talent.
Is he out of Vancouver?
No, he's out of Toronto.
Oh, okay. I thought for a while he may have been in Vancouver.
No, Ethan Page is an Ontario boy, you know, really worked his way up, got himself in amazing shape, you know, runs his own company in Ontario called, I think it's Alpha One, I think that's the company. Again, great talent, look forward to having him in. He'll be running seminars as well, so.
Solid.
Again, like, RCW's bringing in talent with international experience to work our guys, you know, when Hammerstone comes in, he's gonna be squaring off with the Giant Orion.
Oh, solid.
And then as well as he's gonna be facing Bryce Slammersova. So you know, that's two big matches. Hammerstone's a great worker. He's gonna bring the best out of those two gentlemen. You know, when Ethan Page is here, I look forward to him squaring off with Heavy Metal. That's gonna be a classic in the making right there. Because you know, Ethan Page is one of the best talents right now in North America. And Heavy Metal, you know, as much as people question things, Heavy Metal is probably pound for pound one of the best in Alberta right now, if not Western Canada. You know, he's always given 5-star matches. You know, he's worked everybody from yourself right up to Silas Young in January, you know, and so he's always given top-notch matches, you know. Tonight in Calgary, he's facing Marquise, second time ever. They blew the roof off in Edmonton 2 months ago, and yeah, so like I said, Rosemary's here in 2 weeks. Then May, we've got Ethan Page the first weekend. Then the third weekend of May, we have Hammerstone coming in. We're still announcing one more big name we're waiting on contracts for. And yeah, like I said, 17th anniversary month of May is going to be a big month for us. You know, a lot of shows, invading Saskatchewan, debuting Lloyd Minster finally after some hiccups. You know, we're hoping to work on Medicine Hat, Lethbridge again. We're looking at Red Deer dates, hopefully coming by May. So again, we're not slowing down. We're getting busier and growing.
Yeah, I heard too that we're going to be getting a fresh look, maybe some upgrades to the ring and some of the championship belts. And
yeah, we unveiled the new logo. We got the new RSW shirts for sale tonight in Calgary. They'll be for sale. New ropes coming, new canvas, all brand new custom, brand new heavyweight titles. Heavyweight title, in a combo title, tag team titles, all new belts are coming. You know, we're, like I said, 17 years, we're revamping the company. You know?
Yeah.
New look, new belts, new everything, and the talent keeps getting better and stronger and more entertaining. Shows are growing, crowds are growing. And again, like I said, RCW, it's my baby. I've spent 17 years building this company, and it's on the cusp of something big, and it's only going to keep getting bigger for us in the coming months and years.
So, do you have like any set like goals? Like, do you want to get a TV deal for RCW? Are you looking to get onto iPay-per-view or anything like that? Or
honestly, Kyle, like right now, my goal is to get in every market in Alberta, big cities, you know, Grand Prairie, Fort McMurray, Lloydminster, you know, Jasper, Hinton, Banff, everything, you know. Expand there, you know. Again, going back to Dave Mercer Barricade, he's a whiz on the internet stuff, media, you know. Charles Spencer, another one, great guy on the internet, you know, so.
Referee of the year.
Referee of the year. As many people have their issues, Andre Corbillo's another one. He's got to learn wrestling moves and terminology, but, you know, he does good work. So, if we get all three of them on a page, you know, who knows? iPay-per-view is something I would love to do. We've had TV deal offers before, but I never thought we were ready for that because I don't want to put a product out there that looks like shit or
no.
up to par. We're close to it, don't get me wrong. I get contacted probably weekly from different aspects and avenues, you know, internet TV or local TV or different things, you know. Fight Network showed some interest a couple months ago, but that fell through. You know, like, everything's growing, everything's moving fast, so just...
Okie dokie, awesome. Alrighty, well, I think we will close it down around there. I really appreciate you coming on and doing the podcast again. We won't close it out the same way we did last time I interviewed you.
No, we can't.
No. Yeah, so I just want to say thanks. Do you have anything to plug? Do you want to plug your Steven Styles Instagram or anything like that?
Again, I'm more RCW, so check out RCW at RCW_wrestle on Twitter. Instagram is Real Kane Wrestling. Facebook, multiple Real Wrestling fan page, Real Wrestling main page. You know, we're working on a new website. So no, just in closing, the best thing to do is just support local wrestling as a whole. If it's RCW, PWA, MPW, PPW, just keep supporting wrestling in Alberta as it's going to keep growing. And big things are coming in the coming months from what I'm hearing from every aspect of professional wrestling in Alberta. So again, thanks, Kyle, for having me on. I guess in closing, it's just keeping on and enjoying wrestling as a whole, you know?
Yeah, the future is bright.
Yeah. Awesome.
Okie dokie, bud. Thank you.
And you'll have found the stopping grounds of all my friends and me. Just take a little piece of PEI and old Saskatchewan, Nova Scotia and New Brunswick, Quebec and Newfoundland.